You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
TV show Cop by Half Time on the line. In Kirikiriroa, we have got Wairahu. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Kia ora, I'm doing all right.
Nice to chat with you. Ahead of an excellent show you're bringing to Tāmaki with the Half Time crew. And I can say crew now because it used to just be you, Wairahu, and now you've got a gang together to play some live music. And you're heading off on tour to the UK, which is all very exciting stuff. Tell us a wee bit about what's been going on in the world of Half Time.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff's happened quite quickly. So obviously Half Time started out as a solo project. I always wanted it to be, at the very least, a three-piece. And I was just waiting around until I found the right people. Kiara and C were already people I was, like, a big fan of in their respective bands. And then, yeah, we decided to start practicing together. And I think it was only after our first practice together, or maybe not even that, that I got sent the offer to come over to Wales.
Oh my God.
And I didn't really want to do it solo, to be honest. I was starting to get a little bit tired of it.
Yeah.
And then I just asked C and Kiara, like, if they wanted to do it, and they said yes, which is, yeah.
Honestly, what a cool thing, and cool timing too.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was all very... Because we only got the invite to Wales in mid-Jan, and it's in May, so...
Wow. Okay, yeah. Quick turnaround time there. So, I mean, there's a lot I want to ask you about the UK tour, but I want to dive a little bit more into what it's like playing with a band now, Wairahu, because what I'm hearing from when we've talked to you in the past as well is it's been a really interesting project for you, the halftime kind of like music process. And how has it been translating it into playing with a band rather than playing with yourself on loop tracks and kind of experimenting through your pedals and that sort of world? How's it been sort of translating it to a live group?
A lot of the songs have transferred quite easily, but I mean, this was like a thing I wish Kiara was on to talk about, but like some of the drum machine tracks that I set up, I remember Kiara coming into the first couple practices and just being like, why, by the way, like a human can't play this.
I feel like if there's any human who could, it's probably Kiara, fantastic drummer.
True.
But yeah, that's been must have been quite an interesting thing. So I imagine that it's been collaborative in the sense of having C and Kiara bring their own musical personalities into the mix.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we've reshaped some of the songs, little bits and pieces, and like there's just a lot of quirks we've been noticing that I guess I didn't really notice when I was writing on my own. Is the main thing is like the way that I measure out songs is really strange. Like, we were trying to play along with the tracks for a while, and then it was just like, wait a minute, this one only repeats three times, or like, it's just always odd numbers. And yeah, it's really, some of it's quite counterintuitive, but I guess that's what happens when a guitarist gets left to their own devices.
Guitarist writes the drum line, it becomes a different thing, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us a wee bit more about this this tour that you're heading off on to the UK. Obviously, the gig that you're playing this Friday at the Vault, this is a fundraiser show to help you get on that tour. And you've also got, I think, a boosted campaign, is that right, running at the moment?
Yep, so we have a boosted campaign running until April 17th. And the money from the boosted and from the fundraisers as well is, yeah, just to help with... we've applied for some funding from various sources, and there's certain stuff they can't cover.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's basically just to help with like us getting gear when we get over there, and just yeah, basic, like so we can pay bands and stuff at shows. Yeah. So a bit more about the trip, like yeah, we've been invited over to play Focus Wales Festival in Wrexham, which is in North Wales. It's a 3-day festival. 250 bands.
Wow.
Across like 20 stages.
Whoa, that is a huge festival.
Yeah, I was doing some research on Wrexham as well, and I think it might actually be a smaller town than Kirikiriroa.
That's so
interestingly.
Awesome.
So like, yeah, it must just take over the whole town, this festival.
So how did you come to get asked to be part of this? What's the sort of like kaupapa of the festival?
So last year, as part of my study, I got brought on to this sort of academic partnership between my university, Waikato Uni, and Cardiff University in the capital of Wales. And the exchange was talking about language revitalization through music. And yeah, in Wales, the language revitalization movements have been really similar to te reo courses of revitalization. So there's a lot of exchange there, and I was part of this panel discussion between a bunch of academics and musicians here and there, just discussing those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, being invited over was sort of part of that, and we're doing a bunch of other things while we're in Wales, just to that effect. We're doing a talk in Cardiff, C and I. We're going to be on a similar panel to the one I just described in Cardiff on, like, May 11th, I think, yeah.
This sounds like it'll be a really exciting experience. I mean, even being able to connect with a different culture that is doing a similar revitalization thing, or as you're saying, there's like a mirrored kind of pattern of revitalization happening through music. It must be quite like a heartening and maybe even an inspiring thing as a sort of musician and an activist in that space, Waitoho.
Yeah, it definitely has been. I've been checking out a lot of the bands that are playing Focus. Yeah, there's a very large amount of particularly like sort of alternative bands and hip hop artists
cool.
in Wales that perform entirely in Cymru, the indigenous language. And it's, yeah, it's really amazing just hearing sort of music in a language that you aren't familiar with.
Mm. But so, you can kind of understand perhaps like the sentiment of singing in that way.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of the artists that do it are very, they're able to articulate like what they're doing and the logic behind why they're doing it that way. So it's really inspiring to see and hear.
This is awesome. I feel like we've talked to you about your PhD before, but because you've brought it up and I know that you're pretty much at the end, have you handed it in yet? Why? Or not quite.
Oh, my supervisor would love me to.
What's your thesis about again? Remind us quickly for people who are wondering how it all links in.
So the elevator pitch is I'm looking at the intersections between Te Ao Māori, the Māori world and worldview, and punk culture. So, and mostly done through interviewing people in the local scene that are active and identify with both sides of that.
That's so awesome. I mean, this is going to be a very cool tour for you guys. I'm so excited to hear about how it goes, and I'm very excited for people to come and support you heading over there. Your fundraiser show in Tāmaki this Friday, 7:30 p.m. at The Vault. You've got Hagseed, Coffin Club and Sunskater, is that right?
Yep, and we've just added Slumbug as
Hell
well.
Hell yeah.
They just happened to all be in town at once, so they were really keen to jump on.
Oh, brilliant. It's only $10 as well, or if you want to add a bit of koha to help you head across the ocean, then that is also very appreciated. All the details are up on your Instagram page and on Under the Radar, I think, as well. There's a little write-up about it. So if you want to head along, this is a great kaupapa to support. Best of luck on this tour. It's going to be really exciting. I can't wait to hear all about it when you get back. We're going to listen to the track Orako now. We'll talk to you again very soon.
We'll go ka kite.
Ka kite.
Fuck a moon, Mahara.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.